Sorry. you understand that something about when you get a stroke, you don't get to drive, you don't get to cook. Well, that's a good thing. You have to clean any house. Go and do nothing. Just sit around. I've learned that to be patient. Last year, one morning, I don't know what happened, but next I knew is Daryl is looking at me going, "What are you doing?" Now, I was having the floor, having it in the tub, and Daryl's going, "What are you doing?" I don't know what I'm doing. I could not tell you anything that was going on other than that something's not right. So that took me to a week at UK to figure out what had happened. And then it took a week or 4 weeks at Cardinal Hill. And a lot of stuff, things can go on you do not understand. This right there, I shall not, but still funny. It's still funny, I'll tell you. Oh, it's okay. I was getting my shower. This lady was helping get my shower. And bam, I was in the floor. So then this lady, she's scared to death. Because your patient has fallen. And she's like, "I am not getting up. I'm not moving." So she was afraid. I was not afraid. Through this whole thing, from leaving be patient, because things don't work too good in my head. I had about maybe 30 minutes that I was true to afraid. What's happened? And that was from the time I left the house to the time I got UK. After that, it wasn't afraid. I get frustrated, but I'm not afraid. I was afraid for my kids because they would not have me. They would have Daryl. We want Daryl. They need me. Okay. They need me. Okay. But other than that, everything's good. It's okay. God's got it. Whatever's going on, God's got it. One thing I know. Now I can't read. I don't read well at all. I'm working at that. Now I'm 51 years old. I thought that I was done with that process of learning. I'm not. I've started again. But I have to read. I have to learn how to read again. And that's very hard. I didn't like it in the first time. I should have wanted to do it again. But I have to. But he chose us. God chose me. Whatever I'm supposed to be doing, God chose it for me to do it. Okay? He says his grace is efficient all the time. All the time. I don't care what you're doing, what's going on. Your God, this God, my God, is efficient. Now, my uncle took his life like last Sunday. He killed himself in his living room. What can you do? What is so bad that you have to take your life? Do I understand it is that the Bible says you're not to take your life. That's God's to give and to take. He decided it's time for, he took his own. I don't get that. I can't, either with what's going on within my life, I don't know if I will get to handle work or not. This handle work. This right leg, it's get better. My feet just not good, and my hands don't work. I pray that I get better, and that one day I will come up here, and I will sing a pretty song. In place of, if I sing today, you don't want to see that. You don't hear that because it's bad. It's just bad, okay? But I'm just saying that God is love, and then he's got enough mercy, and he got cares, and he just, I can't explain to you how good he is, good, how good he is. Now, my train of thought goes quickly goes, comes and goes. But Sunday school. If you don't have a Sunday school in this church, you're missing out. It's not about every say coming here in the sanctuary. Go to Sunday school. Find you a Sunday school. That is what will get you going in church. Okay. Now the preaching is good. I'm okay with that. Okay. I love you. But the Sunday school, it is a way that you connect. I can tell you because my Sunday school class, all I know it as by Scott and Tracy, the name it is, I don't know this, but these people are great. I mean, in the time of this stroke situation, man, you would not know what they've done for my family. I know my time again too, Lord. I'll right to you. But our family's been blessed by these people that are my church. The people I search with every Sunday. I mean, they paid off. They paid for our mortgage a couple times. That's a lot. That is a lot. It's a bond that we are very much thankful for, Daryl, me and the kids. You will not get it any better else just by coming into the sit here and sit down. You don't experience all of Christ. Part of Christ is our Sunday school class. And if you can't get that, you're missing out. You're missing out from God has for you. God has something for you. Get to it. Get busy about for God, because He has a plan. He has a purpose. And I would encourage you to find your Sunday school class. Get in this word. Oh, that's a whole nother problem. I can't read. I can't read the word. If I don't read it, I can't learn it. How do I learn? I have to go to church, go to Sunday school, get with people, and we sharpen. How's it go? Yes, sorry, that right there. I can't say it again. You have to do it. It's not just sitting in here. Do it. Because if this book, the Bible, if you can't get into it and read it, you're missing out. You're missing out God's plan. It's in here. And He has it for you. He got it for you. It says, He chose us. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do with it? Do something with it. Please. Earlier I was reading about prayer. Prayer. You know how I got this far? It's prayer. God's hand on my body and prayer, because people prayed, and I'm so much thankful for this church and you folks that pray, and you still encourage me, and I'm thankful for that. And I pray that that you always know that God has the plan. But listen, you have to follow the plan. This is the book. I can't read it right now to very good, but I have to work at it to get my plan. You all do that too, please. Thank you all very much.